Hello and welcome back to Poor Man's Podcast for a very special episode. It's a bit of an experimental episode, so please bear with us. We've all heard of Dungeons & Dragons, that's right, guys? I've got Duncan and Ari here with me. What do you guys think of Dungeons & Dragons?
It's the dangerous combo to mix together. Don't want to enclose a dragon.
Right, you are there. Ari, have you ever actually played Dungeons & Dragons?
Yes, I have, but not to any meaningful level.
Okay, right. And Duncan, how about you?
Oh, yeah, I've been playing Dungeons & Dragons for the better part of maybe a year and a half or so. I've been a player in three separate campaigns, and I have DM'd four. Or so. So I have a little bit of experience. I wouldn't say that I'm an expert or anything. I've only been playing for a little while.
But you'll be the one with the most expertise. So we have like different levels between us of knowledge around this game. And one of the things that I find is there's a whole lot of rules. There's a whole lot of rules.
Lots of rules.
So, you know, there's a lot of podcasts out there that are like, you know, plays of Dungeons & Dragons. There's a lot of rules, kind of too many to stuff into a short podcast like ours. And they just kind of go on forever. You can do one shots, but even they're quite long. So what we'll play today is a role-playing game that I've invented. And I call it Dungeons That Don't Drag On.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you. I thought of that on the loo this morning. And essentially, here's how the game works, okay? You two are going to be characters, right? You pick your own characters. And your characters are... you have to be a nerdy person, that would play Dungeons & Dragons, right? Mm-hmm. Because your character is playing a game of Dungeons & Dragons, okay?
Gotcha.
So you're playing a character in Dungeons & Dragons, okay? And I'll be...
Understood. That's not confusing.
Yeah. I will be... Being a dungeon master is quite difficult, usually, because you have to play a whole bunch of different characters. I've streamlined that, right? I'll be playing one character who is the dungeon master who plays lots of characters, right? So instead of having to do a whole bunch of different accents, I do one accent doing a whole bunch of different accents.
You got much easier.
Much easier. Yeah. And so I've boiled down the rules, right, into three different roles. That's all you need to do. Okay?
Okay.
So usually when you play Dungeons & Dragons, you have to roll for pretty much everything you do, right? When you want to make an action, you want to do an attack, you got to roll, right? Mm-hmm. So instead of having all these different rolls, I have one roll for rolling, okay? It's a roll for roll. All
right.
And what you do is, I've got a d20. It only uses one d20, which is a 20-sided dice. And when you want to do something, you roll to roll, you roll the d20. If you get a 16 to 20, sorry, then you get to pick what number you rolled in the game of Dungeons & Dragons, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if you were doing something sneaky and you rolled a 16 or 20, you could say, okay, I got a 20 and I succeeded in my sneaking. If you get a 6 to 15, then you just roll the d20 again and then we take that number. So it's random. You get a random number. And if you get a...
Like a dice roll.
Like a dice roll, right? So you roll to roll to roll again. And then if you get a 1 to 5, it's like a failure. And I get to decide what the number you got for that roll is. And it will usually be bad. Okay?
Alrighty.
So that's rolling to roll. So whenever you want to do something in the Dungeons & Dragons game, you roll to roll. Okay? If you want to do anything that requires not rolling, like so you're acting... You're playing your character, you got to roll to role play.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So you say like,
yeah,
I want to charm, I'm going to act quite charming. Instead of actually having to act quite charming, you roll a dice, right? And it's a similar result to the previous thing. So gotcha. 16 to 20, yeah. you're just super charming, let's say. But if it's, you know, 1 to 5, then you did really shit. And then if it's in the middle, again, you do the role playing, and then we'll let the audience decide how well you did. Okay?
Cool. Understood.
And then the last role is just a role to cheat. Okay? So if you want to try to do something that kind of you feel is outside the parameters of what you would call a fair game, you can roll to cheat at whatever you are doing. Say you stuff something up, or you want to lie about a roll you did, you can roll again to cheat. And that is, again, 16 to 20, you succeed. 1 to 5, you don't succeed. And then in the middle, it's a mixed success. So I'll kind of give you something, but I'll add something else that's not so good. So that's the three rolls. And so what we'll be doing is in the first layer of the game, you'll just create your nerd character, and the goal of the game is to do sufficiently well in the second layer of the game of Dungeons and Dragons to impress my DM character and hopefully score a date. Okay?
Cool.
And then obviously in Dungeons and Dragons, you're just trying to kind of win the one shot of Dungeons and Dragons. So we'll be in a small dungeon and you want to find the treasure, and you want to just do it really suavely and really cool, so that I get the hots for you at the end of the session. Does that sound very simple and straightforward?
I believe so. I'm going to need you to pull me through it a little bit as we go, Jake. But
That's fine. All right, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, honestly, it only took 8 minutes to explain, so I think this is pretty straightforward.
Right, you are there, Duncan. So we'll just get started with character creation before we actually start.
Okay.
So,
let's go.
Duncan, do you have a name for your character? This is the person playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Gotcha. Let's see. I really want to get inside this guy's head. I'm going to name my player character, Kevin.
Kevin. Right. And what's...
Yes, indeed.
Yep. What's Kevin like? What's he like?
Kevin is, let's see, he's a little too fascinated with stuff that's beyond the, you know, what we call reality, I guess. You know, he's a nice guy, for sure. And you know what? I think he got bullied for doing sports, so now he's trying to take up D&D to be cool.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, I think that's Kevin. And I think Kevin talks like this, I think, is how Kevin speaks.
Okay, that's beautiful. Ari, do you have a player character in mind?
I'm thinking I'll go for a player character, Butch. Butch, I think, is quite a skinny, lanky sort of character. He was really into gymnastics as a kid, and so his real, like, large upper body, but quite thin, frail lower body. He too was sort of bullied a little bit at school, but also he'd just beat up his bullies because he just had arms for days. And yeah, in general, just sort of a bit of a quiet young lad.
Great. So we've got Kevin and Butch, and I'll be playing the role of Barbs, okay? The kind of sexy in a librarian sort of way, dungeon master, who has invited you around to play a game of Dungeons and Dragons, and you both are in love with Barbs, okay? For good reason. So you both think today's the day, you're going to impress me, and we're going to go out, right? And we're going to get hot and heavy on the fourth date. Okay, that's what you've got in your mind. So you're kind of at odds with each other. It's a kind of competitive. Usually Dungeons and Dragons is cooperative, but I expect to see you guys doing a lot of pushing and shoving and kind of leaving each other in the lurch sort of thing. But beware, if you just straight up kill the other character, Barbs isn't going to be very happy. You just ruined her Dungeons and Dragons session, right? So you're trying to make the other guy look bad while looking good. So keep that in mind. And I'll just judge you holistically, right? So, you know, do your best, and I'll let you know who won at the end. Okay?
Cool.
Understood. Cool.
So let's just talk about our player characters. Characters played in Dungeons and Dragons, right? So this isn't your Dungeons That Don't Drag On character. This is your Dungeons and Dragons mm-hmm. character. And usually in Dungeons and Dragons, you got to create a whole character sheet with all the skills and shit. I don't care about that. You just tell me, I want to know what your character's name is. I want to know what kind of race they are. Okay, like, you know, an elf or a human or an orc or whatever. You can go wild with that. And what class you are, which for Ari, that would be, if you want to use magic, then you would be like a wizard or a warlock mm-hmm. or whatever. Or if you want to be a fighter or a rogue or whatever, you just tell me. And then there's kind of no rules. Just kind of lean into the character type and say, oh, I want to cast like, I don't know, a fireball or whatever, okay, and I'll let you do it depending on what you roll for your roll for roll, okay?
Alrighty,
understood.
That sounds good. All right, Duncan, do you have an idea for your character?
I do, and you know, just because this is how I sort of do this stuff, I'm actually going to get into character as Kevin to explain Kevin's character, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, one sec. Okay. Okay, so I was thinking that this time I'd go for something a little bit different. I normally go for some of the stuff that's more common, but today I would like to make a half-elven rogue. He's a rogue because his family died in a tragic way. He doesn't know exactly how it happened because he was really young. But yeah, so that's what really put him down this sort of dark path. He's kind of... I don't know how to express this. He's kind of edgy, you know. He doesn't make friends easily, and he's a little bit kleptomaniac. He likes to steal things, but he's also pretty charming when he needs to be. Yeah. And his name is Thorn. Yeah, his name is Thorn.
Thorn. That's beautiful, Kevin. Thank you for that. I'm starting to get the impression that Kevin's not a nice guy, but he's a nice guy trademarked. You know the difference?
I mean, Duncan does. Kevin does not. Okay. And he absolutely is. Yeah.
Great. Great. Love it. Love it. Kevin and Thorn. Half elf rogue. Was that right?
Indeedy.
Okay. Great. And Ari, do you have a character in mind?
I do. I think that Butch would go down the line of choosing to be a vampire. Who is also on the side a bit of a banker.
Right, a vampire banker.
Yeah. He likes to suck your soul. He also likes to fill up his blood bank. You know, the whole mm-hmm. story around that.
Yeah, okay. And what's your banker vampire character called? This might be a first character type in Dungeons & Dragons, but I love it.
I think that... this banker vampire that Butch wants to play... would have the sort of go-to name of like a Max or a Keith.
Okay, so we'll interchange between Max and Keith.
Yeah, let's go with that. We'll go with Max Keith.
Max Keith.
Max Keith. Wow.
That's very close to Max Key.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it sounds like he'd release a single.
But I love it. Okay, so we've got Butch and his character, his vampire banker, Max Keith. And Kevin and his half-elf rogue. What was the name again, Duncan?
Thorn.
Horn?
Thorn.
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 Thorn. He's prickly, see? That's his name.
Yeah, okay. All right. All right. Settle down, buddy.
Sorry, I'm getting into Kevin character. Okay, right. You know, I want to not respect you because, you know, anyway, keep going.
Yeah, okay. Let's, shall we begin?
Yeah, I'm let's ready. Go.
Okay, so this just some background. You guys have been playing with Barbs for a while now, okay? So this isn't your first rodeo.
Alrighty.
Okay, and here we go. Okay, guys. Hi, Kevin. Hi, Butch.
Hi, Barbs.
Hello.
Thank you for coming to our latest session of Dungeons & Dragons. So where we last left off, Thorn and Max Keith were hot on the trail of the Goblin King's treasure hoard. in the dwarven minds of Elven Tower. Okay? And so where we left off, you were just descending into the mind via elevator shaft. Okay? And as you descend, things get darker and darker. And finally, it's pitch black. So, yeah.
I have night vision.
Sorry, what was
that? Dark vision, sorry. I have dark vision.
Oh, okay. Okay, so do you have dark vision, Butch? That means you can see in the dark and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. My vampire can only see in the dark. Can't see in the light.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's right. I remember now. You had very great difficulty getting down into the... to the mine, but now you'll be fine. Okay, that's cool.
In my element.
Yes, yes. Okay, so that's, you know, I think Max Keith is going to do well down here, don't you think, Kevin?
I mean, maybe, I guess. We'll see.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. Okay. So you both can see then, you can see a small hallway, and then it kind of comes into a room. Yeah, what do you guys want to do?
I want to check for traps, please.
You want to look for traps, okay, so...
I want to look for traps.
You're going to roll to roll there, Duncan?
Yep, got it. Okay, here we go. I'm not even kidding. It's a natural one.
Okay, so you failed.
On my roll to roll.
You failed on your roll to roll, so that means I get to decide what you rolled.
And I'll just role play from there.
Yep, and that was a natty 20, actually. There, Kevin. I'm gonna be kind to begin with.
Okay, you got it.
So you roll the natural 20, and you know there are no traps in this room.
All right. Yeah. God, I'm so good at rolling dice.
Well, I mean, it's just luck. All right, don't you know?
Yeah, but you know, sometimes people get lucky.
I don't know if you're insinuating there's something there.
Not at all. Okay, so there's no traps in the room. I gesture to let my friend Max Keith, the vampire, go in first.
Okay, Ari, do you want to do something as you enter this room?
I want to enter, but I want to enter by like flying in.
Okay, so that's
cool. Sort of jump, twist, fly, sort of fashion.
Yeah, that's a roll to role play, I think. So I've got your dice here already, because I know you don't have your own. So I'm gonna roll.
Let me roll.
Okay, here you go. That's a 5. Okay, so that's a failure. So you didn't do that very well. You did that extremely poorly. So can you describe how your poor attempt of role play happens?
That's Butch. So my vampire jumped into the room and sort of actually hit a trap. There seemed to be a tripwire.
Because there were no traps. There were no traps, Ari. I don't want you trying to railroad my fucking dungeon here, but I explicitly said there are no traps, all right? Unless you want to roll to cheat. Unless you want to roll to cheat here.
No. I must have mistaken. Maybe it wasn't a tripwire. Maybe it was just a loose cobble in the hallway dungeon.
Yep. Yep. That could be considered a trap, I suppose.
and I went flying into the room, but it was fine. I just landed in the room with a couple of bruises and a bit of a graze.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Butch, that wasn't it was kind of unnecessary and not very impressive, but. Yeah, okay. You guys are in an empty room. Well, go you. In this room, you just see a staircase that descends downwards. And you also see on the other side of the room an entrance to a little hallway that leads to a ladder that goes downwards as well. So there's two ways out of this room. What do you want to do? Or should I say, what do you want to do?
Well, I would like to first help my friend Max Keith up off the ground, and while I do that, I would like to pick his pocket.
Oh my god, that's so sweet and also so in character for Thorn. I love
it's
that.
What my character would do.
Yeah, I love that role playing. So yeah, so that is that a role to roll there, Duncan, or you got a role to role play?
I mean, I'll leave that up to the DDM? DMM.
Okay. Yep. Yep. The DDD. The DDMM.
The big D.
Big D. You got it. All right. Well, it's a roll to roll, Duncan. So if you want, you just want to roll.
That's a 10.
That's a 10. So that is that means you just roll again and we'll take that number.
Sweet. You got it. Here we go. It's a 15.
Okay. So that's, I guess that's a success. So you pick Max Keith's pocket. What do you find in his pocket?
I'd like to think that I find a couple of packets of blood, you know, like little ketchup packets, but there's blood inside. Probably 300 gold pieces, as well as probably his dildo.
Okay. Okay. Can you describe a bit in detail how you pickpocket 300 gold pieces, a dildo, and a couple of packets of blood?
Absolutely. So I help him up, but as I help him, I do that thing where, you know, you try and grab their hand, but it like slips a little bit, like psh, 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 and like on each psh, I like reach my hand inside his sleeve and pull out the gold that he's holding in the sleeve very smoothly. Okay. And then as I help him up, I grab him around the legs to sort of seat him on his feet and take everything out of his pockets because I'm a rogue and that's what rogues do.
Well, that's very sexy. Kevin, I like that. I like that a lot, you know, but, you know, don't be so mean to Butch. You know, you guys are in this together, so I know you're just having some fun, but yeah, okay, cool.
Okay.
Okay, so now you're both standing in an empty room. Yeah, you know, let's keep this, you know, speedy pace up, guys, you know, you're blazing through this.
Where would you
dungeon.
Like to go, Max Keith?
I think that we should go down the ladder.
Oh, sorry. I just realized that I was saying that in my own voice. I should probably roleplay as my character if I'm going to be doing any speaking.
Where would you want to go, Max Keith?
I think we should go down the ladder.
Okay.
And I head towards the ladder.
Okay, so you guys go down the ladder. It's maybe like 60 feet, but you don't have trouble climbing down. And then you get to a long hallway that kind of has a slight incline downwards. That's all I can tell you without you guys doing anything more to kind of investigate the area or continue on. But that's where you're at. You're at the top of a long hallway that goes down into the mine shaft.
It seems that there's a small tap on the side of this hallway. I'd like to turn that on.
Okay, Ari. So again, I like your style of just kind of establishing what's going on. I'm gonna have you roll to cheat here.
Alrighty.
Okay, so let's see. You got a natural 20 there, Ari. Whatever you were trying to do here, you just get to decide what happens. I'm gonna let you kind of take the reins of what's gonna happen here for a little while. So you just describe what happens, okay?
So we turn the tap on and we flood the hallway and there's just this screaming sort of trail of water running down this hallway now. Mm-hmm. And what I do is I grab Keith. And I lie him.
No, so are you actually grabbing? Is Butch grabbing Keith, or is Max Keith grabbing Thorn?
Max Keith is grabbing Thorn. Sorry. Okay. Yes. And I'm putting Thorn face down on the on the ground. Yeah. And I jump on his back and ride him down the hallway in this amazing water slide.
Wow. Okay. Because that's beautiful. I mean, I love your ingenuity there, Butch, because I feel like you must have just sensed what I was going to do, because as you slide like a quarter of the way down the hallway, you trigger a trap and a large boulder starts following you from behind. But because you're like surfing on...
We're just going so fast.
Yeah, just going so fast. You just get through the hallway, no problem. And you just kind of drift around a corner and you're safe. So, and then the boulder kind of crashes behind you. But yeah, now you're kind of sealed in down here.
Nice play, Butch.
Yeah, I really like that, Butch.
Can I quickly role play what my character would say during that?
Yeah, do you want to roll? Are you going to roll? We're going to roll to role play that, Duncan.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. That is a 12.
Okay, so you just go for it, and we'll see how well you do.
Fucking piece of shit.
Okay, that's,
go faster. Go faster, Thorn.
Okay, beautiful. Beautiful.
And I want to point out that as Max Keith goes down, he's like whipping Thorn to make sure that he is going faster, and you know, a bit like a jockey on a horse.
Whipping him, okay. And Thorn, you take 8 points of damage from the whipping and the drowning. Okay, so just mark that on your fake character sheet.
Better than us being dead from that rock.
Oh, for sure. I didn't expect you guys to get past that section. Cool. Okay, so now you walk out into a very large chamber. This is the main mine, and it's got, you're at the bottom, and there's kind of like a couple of kind of levels to it, but there's no way to, like, that you can say to get up to each level. There's just a sheer kind of cliff face, about maybe like 10 meters high, to get to each level. Okay, and you're at the bottom level at the entrance. What do you guys do?
I, my character attempts to scale the wall in front of him using his daggers of climbing.
Okay, right. I forgot you had those daggers of climbing. Oh, I'm so stupid.
I'd like to point out that those items don't actually exist. He's trying to cheat.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, now you've just made Barbs unsure of herself. So, you know, she's feeling quite vulnerable.
Yep. Well, it's all part of Kevin's
plan.
Yeah,
no, go.
Can I roll the cheat?
Yeah, you may certainly roll the cheat.
That's a 16.
Okay, that's a success. Yeah, do what you want to do.
Yeah, Barbs, it's okay. It's really hard to DM. I totally understand. I've done it, you know, once or twice. Anyway, my character climbs up the sheer face using his daggers and then stands on top of it, staring down at Max Keith, waiting for him to make a move.
Okay, so that, yep, it's your, suppose it's your turn there, Max Keith. Butch?
I'd like to roll to cheat, please.
Okay, okay, you're just going to do an open roll to cheat, and then you don't want to tell me what you're going to try and do?
What I want to do is to steal from the banker.
You are the banker.
No. Like, kind of like Monopoly style, steal from the banker.
Okay, and, right.
I want to steal all the money in the game.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I don't know how it's going to help you in this situation, but we'll see. I'm going to roll. You're going to roll the cheat here, Ari.
Cool. Roll.
That's a 10. So that's a mixed success. Okay.
Alrighty. So just steal half the money in the game.
No. Well, so what happens is, you have a bag of holding, right? Which is a bag that holds a lot of shit. Okay. And
cool. I think that's the exact definition in the, DM guide, actually.
Yeah. Thank you there, Duncan. Yeah, thanks for the help, the support of DMing, you know. You know what they say, you know.
Sorry.
One DM's never enough. Always need a backseat DM. but so you have a bag of holding, and for some reason, as you step on a pressure plate, it malfunctions, and just all this gold starts spilling out of your bag of holding, which lifts you up to the next level. Okay.
Oh, fantastic.
But so you have all this gold in the lower level now. It's kind of like filled with gold. And you're on the next level. But all the healing potions you had in your bag of holding are now gone. They're buried under the the gold pieces. So you know how I know you were planning on using those healing potions that you knew you had, but you no longer have them.
That's okay, because I've got a bunch of gold now.
Okay, I would like to say that, and also your bag of holding is gone. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So you have a whole bunch of gold, but you have no way to get that gold out of the chamber right now.
Can I ask Thorn to come over to my character? I would like to use them as a bag of holding.
My character does not want to do that.
Okay, so I guess we have a contested role here. I guess you guys are going to roll to role play here, and we'll see who's got the higher of the two to win.
Okay, here we go. Oh, dropped it. You going to go first?
I've rolled. What did you get, Duncan?
I rolled an 11.
I rolled an 18.
Well, I guess that Kevin miserably fails that role play then.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do here is Barb says, come on, Kevin, let's be a team player. Help. Do you want to help Butch with his gold, please?
I guess I walk over and I open up my pockets so that he can pour his gold in.
I'd also like to open up more than just Thorin's pockets.
Okay, this isn't that kind of game.
Yeah, okay, all right, Butch, let's keep it PG-13, all right?
All right.
Okay, so you've retrieved some of that gold into Thorn's pants, and you're on the second level, and just as you finish doing that, from a door on that second level, bursts out three goblins, all right? And they want to fight you. So let's have a battle.
All right.
Kevin rolls initiative.
Wait. Okay, I'm very confused. Was that you as Thorn saying that Kevin rolls initiative?
I may have gotten confused with the four voices that I'm doing.
That's fine. Okay, so you roll initiative. You just rolled a roll, and I guess...
Rolling a roll.
Yeah, and I'll roll the roll for Ari as well.
I rolled a 19.
Okay, Ari rolled a 7, so you go first.
Okay. I think that... Oh, wait, this means that I get to choose what I roll,
You get
right?
to choose what you roll. So, and Ari just rolls again, and he got an 18.
Sweet. Well, I will roll a 15 initiative. Then,
okay, Ari, you go first. You're faced with three goblins.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
I'd like to pick up some of these gold bricks that have have fallen down and that I've picked up.
Yeah.
And I'd like to start lobbing them at the goblins.
Okay, you're going to lob... you're going to lobblin at the goblin. All right, I like that. okay, so I guess you're going to roll to roll. I'll roll for you there, Ari. That's another 18. Jesus Christ. Okay, so you get to decide what you rolled on that roll.
This is an attack roll. I believe I rolled a 19.
Wow. Okay, nice roll there. For Butch, what do you do to the goblins? You manage to throw two gold bricks, one at one goblin and one at another goblin. What happens?
The first brick lodged itself in the eye socket of Goblin 1.
Jesus Christ, okay.
And the second one sort of just fell in front of Goblin 2, but Goblin 2 looked at it and picked it up and ran off laughing because he thought he was rich.
Okay, you've managed to do away with one goblin. One goblin is half blinded. So he's going to get disadvantage, whatever that fucking means. So it's your turn now, Duncan. You've got a half-blind goblin and one goblin remaining.
All right. So first off, Kevin looks Barbs right in the eye and says, I would like to try and seduce the remaining goblin.
So you're trying to seduce the one that's not half-blind?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's... Let's see what you got there, Kevin. So you're going to roll the role play?
Absolutely. Here we go. That's an 11, which means I re-roll, right?
Yes.
I,
Okay, no, it's not a role because you're role playing. So you're just going to try and seduce the goblin, okay. And we'll see how well it goes.
Okay. So, Thorn strolls up to the goblin and says,
"Hey, it's crazy how you and me and this guy over here are sitting here surrounded by all these books, just pretending to be people that we're not. Maybe we should get together, just you and me, and ditch this other guy with all his money."
And Kevin looks Barbs right in the eye, gesturing over at Butch. So, yeah, that is what my two characters, Kevin and Thorn, are doing right now.
Okay. Barbs kind of just, like, waves her hand, like, kind of fanning herself. And she's like, "Oh, okay. Okay, so the goblin is interested in your offer of kind of sexual tension, I suppose. And he's open to it. So he drops his club and just kind of approaches you with his eyes closed, with his arms open, looking for a smooch. What do you
and
do?
And I slip my blade between his ribs.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Barbs is very surprised by that. She kind of feels...
Note that Kevin's eyes still look very seductive.
Okay. Well, I'll be the judge of that, but...
I like to imagine that Kevin's eyebrows sort of go up and down in quite a furious manner.
Furious manner, yeah.
Let's say that.
I like to imagine that too. Okay, so you just stab this... this goblin that, you know, was trying to give itself to you.
Do I get sneak attack?
Yeah, you get... you fucking get sneak attack. All right. Do you want to roll damage?
Yep. Wait, is this an
actual roll? Yeah, just roll to roll.
Rolled 12.
Okay, so just roll again.
Okay. Rolled a 3.
Okay, Yeah, I'll give you that sneak attack. I'll give you advantage on that because you had sneak attack, so you can roll again.
Okay. 17.
Okay, so you fucking ganked this motherfucker.
Is that Barbs or is that Jake?
That's me. You ganked this motherfucker, and Barb says, "You ganked that motherfucker." And so you between you just have one still breathing goblin with a gold brick in its eye socket. It's his turn. And so what he's going to do and what the remaining goblin is going to do is he's going to get on his hands and knees and he's going to plead for mercy. That's what he's going to do on his turn. Either of you I'm going to say can decide what to do here. Because you're out of combat now.
I would like to just go and suck all the blood out of the goblin.
Okay. Yeah, that's a role play roll, I believe. So let me roll for you there, Ari. That's a three. So you just kind of start biting on him and you can't find the artery. Yeah, the right vein. And he's just kind of wailing like, my world, my beautiful world. And it's just taking a long time, and it's very horrific.
I think my character moves forward to try and put the goblin out of his misery.
Okay, so you're going to roll to roll there?
Sure.
Duncan?
17.
Okay, so you gank that motherfucker again.
But this time he does it with sadness in his eyes.
Oh. And does Kevin have sadness in his eyes, or is it kind of like a bloodlust? Or,
oh no, Kevin has sadness in his eyes too. He is laying it on thick.
Alright, okay. Alright. So you have solved my goblin puzzle. way to go, guys. That was kind of horrific, but
done there, Duncan's Keith. Couldn't have done it without you.
He called you Duncan's Keith.
Yours is Keith.
Duncan's Kevin.
Well, I wouldn't have been nearly as fun without you, Ari's Butch. Ari's Butch is Max Keith.
Now you have that door that the goblins burst through and the goblin that ran away with the gold ran back through, or you can go to the next level of the mine, which is again up a sheer wall. What do you guys do?
What would you like to do, Keith? Kevin?
Was that Butch or was that
yeah, that was Max Butch. Keith? That was Butch.
Well, I think...
Right, well, shall we go up this wall?
Okay, so let's
do it.
You're both just gonna go up the wall. Okay, yep. You up do the that wall. Because I'm fucking sick of rolling to go up walls. So you guys go up the wall. Well done. So you're at the top of the main mine, and then there's a long hallway that kind of leads to a lair, right? And you guys are walking down it, I assume.
Yeah,
the only yes. way to go. So you go down.
We could
down.
Water slide again if you wanted.
There's no taps, Ari. No taps here. I don't even understand how they installed a tap into a mine shaft or why they would do that. But be that as it may, you're in the Goblin King's lair, and you expect to find a king goblin. What you realize is that the Goblin King is just the king of the goblins, not a goblin himself. And you find a large dragon protecting the treasure of the Goblin King, which is like nestled betwixt him, right? Mm-hmm. And he awakens as you arrive, and he says, so this is me being Barbs being the dragon.
Mm-hmm. So... Travelers, you have found my treasure and solved my boulder and coin and goblin puzzles to arrive. So, to have my treasure, you must answer me these questions three. Question the first. If you were going to take me on a first date, where would you take me and why?
Ari, you can go first.
I would take you to a KFC drive-through, and we could have a McFeast.
Okay.
Just bring McDonald's to the KFC drive-through.
Okay. All right. Duncan, what's your answer?
All right, but before we move on, where's Butch from? I love him. What a great player, character player.
He's been around the world. He knows his stuff.
All right, Kevin clears his throat and goes,
"Well, I
would probably ask you to hang out at the park where we'd eat some pizza that I brought along."
Well done, travelers. You have answered my first question correctly. Question number two. If we were dating and we were boyfriend and girlfriend, at what point would you invite me to see your parents?
Duncan, you can field this one first.
Okay.
My parents are dead.
Okay, great. Excellent answer. Ari?
It's what my character would say.
Yep, no, yeah, got it. That's fine. Ari?
I'd take you home on the first night. You could meet them before we've gone out to the KFC McDonald's drive-thru.
Yep. Oh, okay. Yeah, I like how you tied that back to the first question there, Butch. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you guys. You're one each here. but they're not solid ones, okay? This last question is pretty much going to do it's going to be the deciding question for Barbs, okay? So,
question 3. It's my birthday tomorrow. What do you buy me for my birthday?
All right, you go first.
I'd like to roll to cheat.
Okay. Do you want me just to roll and you'll tell me what happens afterwards? Or do you want to tell me what you're trying to do?
I'd like to roll to cheat to find out what answer Barbs would like to hear.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm going to roll for you, Ari. That's a two. That's a two.
Oh, that's a shame.
Okay. So what you do, Ari, as Butch, mm-hmm. you look around the room. Mm-hmm. This is the basement of Barb's house.
Yep.
And you see a like an old Cadillac that's being worked on in the garage. Cool. You see kind of like a fireplace set up with kind of like a whole bunch of books on, you know, cars and golfing and all that sort of stuff. And you think to yourself, like, this is what Barb's likes. Okay, you've mistook Barb's father's kind of man cave, which is a gross word, but and you think that that's what she's into. Okay, so that's what you're using to inform your answer there, Ari.
Cool. So Butcher's Max Keith will say to the dragon, mm-hmm. I would get you a golf buggy Chevrolet.
Wow. Cool. Kevin, what about you?
And, Kevin's gonna go for it. Kevin stands up from the table.
Yeah.
And he says, I would get you a new dice set that's made of clear acrylic with included gold flake inside with a heart in place of the 20 on the D20. And I would get down on one knee and I would ask you to be my adventuring companion.
Wow, Kevin, that's really sweet. The dragon is moved by both of your words, because the dragon plays Dungeons and Dragons and also likes cars. So he flies up over the treasure, accidentally, when he goes to say thank you and give you a big kiss, he breathes fire on both of you and you die.
No.
So unfortunately, that's going to be our last session, Kevin and Butch. Maybe we'll see each other at school, you know. See you later. Thanks for coming.
Oh, okay. Kevin starts madly gathering his things. He's clearly very embarrassed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, and Butch, what does Butch do?
Butch goes over and, out of anger, grabs one of Barb's father's golf clubs and starts swinging it around wildly.
Okay, Barb screams and runs and calls for her father. And I think we're gonna end it there before we get into some real world violence. Well done, guys. You successfully alienated a girl that was your friend. Maybe one of you is going to jail for the evening. So
that's a really successful. Yeah,
well done. That was a good game of Dungeons That Don't Drag On. So well done. You guys can level up. Mark experience.
Hurrah!
Thank you, audience, for joining us on this experimental journey. I really hope this game catches on. What do you guys think? Any tweaks that you would offer or suggestions for the game? Thoughts?
I think there should be a whodunit aspect in the style of Cluedo.
Yeah.
Where you go about this quest in the hope of finding out who killed my hopes and dreams.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Maybe next time we'll do that one. Duncan, any words of wisdom?
I think that before the game actually starts, we need to roll to see how many layers of role playing actually get inserted.
Right. So it could be up to 20.
It could be up to 20. Yeah. I mean, this time obviously there was only two.
Yeah. Which, you know, already made it quite difficult for you guys.
But I think that's, you know, part of the challenge.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, it was lots of fun playing with you guys on this episode of Poor Man's Podcast.
Yeah, thank you very much for joining me.
And thanks for DMing, Jake.
You're welcome, Ari. Okay, thank you again for listening to this extra long, extra special episode of Poor Man's Podcast. We'll see you in our next fantasy. Bye-bye.
So are we done with that then?
Yeah.
All right, God, that was so many layers to take care of. I mean, first of all, there was Kevin. Sorry, no. Actually, the lowest one was what? It was Thorn. Thorn, and then Kevin, and then Duncan, the podcaster. God, there's just so many characters to keep track of. I don't know how you people did this. Do you think it's believable? Do you think they'd actually believe that three young, stupid Kiwis would make a podcast about dungeons that don't drag on?